It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot in this market today?
You know, what has been hot has been the soybeans and soybean meal, but all of a sudden here in the overnight, we're talking a little bit about some better-than-expected rains for Argentina. That's putting some pressure in on soybeans right now and the soybean meal, and the idea that, of course, their production might be a little bit better than anticipated. So, you know, last week, you know, it was soybeans and soybean meal that led the charge, gaining over 45 cents in soybeans, over $40 in the meal market. So that's really what's been the kind of the hot market as far as most of the commodities are concerned.
Sure. The what's not hot with this market then?
You know, I'd have to go towards crude oil. You know, you may look at that market. We went below $70 or $71 here overnight. That market has been struggling. It's up a little bit now on the threat that Russia's throwing out there that they're going to cut production because of being capped at a certain level for what they can sell their oil for because of the war. Nobody wants them to profit off of the war efforts, so they've lowered the capped their price, and they're threatening now to cut production. So that's put some pressure in on, of course, the crude oil market. But then we do have the Fed a meeting this week. They're going to announce what they're going to do with interest rates on Wednesday. That also will have a play in what happens in the markets this week.
Some talk that 0.75 percentage point back on the table again, huh?
It is, you know, especially when you look at the unemployment numbers being a little lower than anticipated, CPI numbers coming in fairly decent, but not, you know, good enough to warrant a lower than a half a point interest rate. So we know that they're going to at least increase interest rates a half a point, but like you said, a lot are now back to the 0.75 point lower.
That's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk.